Welcome back to another special edition of the Cross Conference Cast. On Monday, we had the opportunity to speak to two current Santa Clara Bronco players, Amanda Poach and Maxine Goines. First up is Amanda Poach, a sixth-year senior best known to Cross Conference listeners as a member of the 2006 U20 Women's National Team. As a freshman in 2005 and through two seasons of injury that prolonged her career with the Broncos, Amanda has extensive experience with the rivalry against Portland.
I guess, so we usually start off to get a feel for what your assessment is of your team this year.
Well, we have a young group. We graduated 9 seniors last year. 10 with myself, but I decided in the spring that I wanted to come back, and we have a ton of potential. We didn't lose too many starters, so I think we kind of just first few games of the season were trying to figure things out. We've played a few formations and stuff, just kind of trying to figure out what works, but now that we're into conference and stuff, I think we're actually moving forward and definitely building our chemistry. And yeah, like I said, our team is young this year. We have 12 freshmen, but everyone's come in and definitely made huge contributions. So I think that's really helped us. And yeah, we're excited for the upcoming weekend.
Yeah. Well, and this is the first interview that we're doing this week, so you're the first one that, you know, the rivalry game is, like, it's the upcoming game.
Yeah.
Were you aware of the Portland-Santa Clara rivalry before you picked your school?
I mean, I followed both. I definitely will say that I became more aware when I got here, but I definitely was a fan of Santa Clara and Portland growing up, and they're both top programs, so knowing that they were both in the WCC and were both always high in the rankings, I knew it was a rivalry, but I would say not until I got here did I realize how big of a competitor they were for our school.
Yeah, and that's impressive because you're from Maryland, so, I mean, coming all the way from the East Coast into that kind of rivalry is pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Is the rivalry ever, I mean, we hear that, is the rivalry ever a factor for you in pre-conference play? Like, even though you have to approach the season in phases, like, is that in the back of your mind as you guys are preparing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously every week is another chance to get better and work towards, you know, conference, and so I would say Portland is definitely up there with, if not our biggest game of the year. And, I mean, it means a lot going into the playoffs and whatnot. So I would say it's definitely something we always look forward to in a game that, you know, we're always just trying to get better. So on game day, we're prepared.
What do you think makes the rivalry so special?
I just think it's, you know, two top programs. It's, like I said, I mean, coming from a conference, the schools are smaller, and I just think that given our history and stuff, I definitely think it's usually between our two teams to see who will win the conference, so I just think it's always a battle, and whether we play here, obviously playing at Portland, it's just a really tough atmosphere, but thankfully we get to play them at home this year, and I just think, like I said, it's always one of our biggest games of the year, and conference-wise, they're definitely our strongest opponent, so that's definitely the game we're always most looking forward to.
Yeah, definitely. Do you have, like any moments from your past experience with the rivalry that really stand out, like personal experiences from the games, or I mean, you've been there probably for more of the matchups than most of the people we've talked to. So, I mean, there's got to be something that stands out.
Well, no, now that I'm getting older, it's kind of hard to remember all the games exactly, but I definitely remember my freshman year. That's definitely one experience I will never forget, because we played at Portland, and the fans there are just crazy, as you know, and I just remember being a little freshman, like, scared out of my wits, and it was definitely one of those games where I let the whole atmosphere get the best of me, so it was kind of a learning experience, but it was awesome, because it was, you know, welcome to kind of what playoffs will be like, or, you know, if you get to the national championship, that's just the type of battle that it'll be like, so... that was definitely an experience in itself. And then I remember my sophomore year playing them at home, and it was a close game, and we won that too. But that was just, you know, an awesome feeling anytime you beat one of the top-ranked teams. And then I had some injuries and stuff. But last year, you know, I think we had our opportunities to score, and they finished more chances than we did. They started the game better than we did and got an early goal. And I think just whenever that happens, you have to work for the rest of the game even harder than you had to at the beginning. And I guess just on that day, they were better.
Well, or luckier.
What?
Or luckier.
I said, or luckier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, no, I remember seeing that game last year, and Santa Clara looked rough. Like, you know, I don't know. I get emotional about Portland games because I'm one of those fans. So I thought Santa Clara was like super threatening, and it's one of those teams that is always gonna bring a fight. I mean, no matter, like, even when you guys had those injuries, it's like, doesn't matter, it's always gonna, you guys are always up for it.
Yeah, and I would definitely agree with that. It's just, you know, obviously you want to be prepared for every game, and, you know, that's what we focus on, just what's next, what's in front of us, so we don't look too far ahead to when we play Portland. But it's definitely one of those games that you wait for all year. So when the time comes, you know, it's just, you know, it's going to be a battle, and just work for your teammates and remember kind of why you came to Santa Clara. And those are the games you work your whole life to be a part of.
Now, you stayed at Santa Clara for quite a while, so obviously it means a lot to you to be there. So, but you were also on that 2006 U-20 team that played in Russia, and you had two teammates on that team from Portland. Did you guys ever discuss, was there any kind of like banter about the rivalry with that team?
No, I don't think so. I mean, of course, there's always jokes going around, like, oh, when we get back, we're going to beat you this year, but it was more just kind of, we more just talked about, you know, how our programs were similar or different, or kind of, you know, how school was outside of soccer, and kind of, how our schools relate, and what they work on, what their practices are like, that type thing. Do you like the school? So it wasn't really ever, you know, there was small talk, like, just can't wait to play you, but not really rivalry just because it was a different setting with that team.
Do you have any thoughts about how this year's game's going to go? You're hosting again, and I mean, I think your Santa Clara's got they had some, you guys had some injury issues last year, and you've got a little bit less of that this year. How are you feeling about this coming Sunday?
I think we feel really good. Like I said, I think we've definitely taken a step forward in the past few weeks, especially in the conference, and we have ourselves in a really good position right now. We're 3-0, and like I said, we wait for this game all year. So we know that, you know, basically that game is the deciding factor, and most likely who will win the WCC. And, yeah, just we'll use this week to prepare for the game. We have a young group. You know, we lost some key starters from last year, but I think that we're in a good place to be ready for the game.
Good. I'm excited. I don't know if we explained that Ruth is the Santa Clara fan and I'm the Portland fan. So that's why that's why we're so interested in this project. So you were drafted in the WPS, but then, you went back to, Santa Clara. Are you, I don't know what's the right word, but putting yourself in the draft again for, 2011?
It's something I'm still deciding. You know, obviously I've had a lot of injuries and I really just wanted to use this season and, you know, try to get healthy. If it was my last time playing competitive soccer, just make the most of it. But right now I'm just trying to live in the moment and focus on this season. And then I guess it's something just to consider later on, see how healthy I'm feeling towards the end of the year. I mean, it's definitely something I would still love to do if I felt healthy enough. But right now, my focus is just on our fall season.
Yeah, that's good. That's what we heard from Keelan Winters as well from Portland. I always love to see WCC people go into the. Go into the WPS. So I'm hoping that you feel healthy enough, because we saw how Jordan Angeli just like she rocked this year. So
yeah, she did awesome.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that you'll feel up to it. Thank you so much for talking to us. Good luck.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Good luck this weekend. Not too much luck from my perspective.
Beat Portland.
No, don't. Really don't.
Thank
no.
you.
You have a good evening, Amanda. Thank you so much.
Okay, I will. Thank you guys for calling.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Immediately following our chat with Amanda, we spoke to fourth-year senior Maxine Goines. Maxine has played as a forward and on the Bronco back line, and as a sophomore in 2008, she served as one of the team captains. So I'm Joan. Hello, I'm a Portland fan, and Ruth,
oh, okay.
Say hello.
Yeah, and I'm the Santa Clara fan, so you know we won't hold that against her, but she's
okay. But you're on my side.
Yes, definitely.
I am on everyone's side until Sunday.
Okay.
Until fair. Sunday when we beat you.
Yeah. Whatever. Talk to the Skype. Do you want to start the interview, Ruth?
Sure. What's your assessment of the team this year?
I think we have a young team. There's about five of us seniors, three true seniors and two older, Lindsay Johnson and Amanda Coates that are with us. So we have a young team, but I think that the class that came in has a lot of potential. And we have a lot of girls that did make it to the tournament with us last year. So we have a lot of returners that have had time playing and they understand the seriousness of the season for specifically us seniors, how important it is to us. So I think we have a good team, both with players that are inexperienced, but eager to learn.
Yeah, there's what, like 12 freshmen?
Yeah, we have 12 freshmen this year. And not all of them are actually eligible to play. I believe we have two of those players that are redshirt freshmen, but we do have a lot of girls that have come in and played some time for us and make an impact so far.
If you don't mind my asking, are those redshirt freshmen because of injuries or just...
They're not injured. So obviously they'll meet with the coach and then they'll discuss further whether or not that's something they decide to take on or not.
Okay. Yeah, just the injury bug always keeps me worried.
Right. Yes. No, they're healthy.
That's good to hear. Very good to hear. So about the rivalry, were you aware of the Portland Santa Clara rivalry before you picked Santa Clara?
Yes, I think one of my first visits to Santa Clara, maybe it was my official visit, actually played Portland. I'm not quite sure I knew the extent of it because Santa Clara beat them that day and were by far the better team. But since I've been here, Portland has definitely given us a good run every year in the conference. And I understand that, you know, with us being able to play them and both teams usually in the tournament, that it is a big rivalry for us girls.
We've heard a lot that you guys break the season down into phases, like as to what you're going to concentrate on. But is the game ever a factor in your pre-conference play? Is it ever is it at the back of your mind or looming ahead of you?
Our team does break our season down into specific phases. And so obviously preseason and getting a chance to play teams we don't normally play is something that we focus on at that time. But I think that for all of us, secretly, we are focusing on conference and wanting to win that title, which is, it's so near to us. And obviously for our fans, we're a smaller school. And so we get a chance to help contribute to the conference cup. And so we really want that title to help our school out and have the fans, students understand how serious we take it and just show them some support by bringing back home that championship.
Yeah. So what do you think makes the rivalry so special?
I think that both teams, I wouldn't say for every game, we get to just full out play to the best of our ability without any specific strategy. I think Portland's a great team and they have great players and they're creative. And so that game that day, we know that for sure each team is bringing everything they have and it's going to be an equally matched team. We know that their coach is going to hold nothing back. And so I think that's why we enjoy playing them, because we respect the type of players that they are and the type of program that they continually have. And we know that it's going to be an equally matched game.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's really, for me and Joan personally, that's a lot of, aside from just us being fans of the mutual teams, that's a great thing to see in women's college soccer, is to have two teams that are that strong pitted against each other every year.
Yes. And we just know that everyone's so committed to it. Whether you're a Portland fan or a Santa Clara fan, you know that when you watch that game that day, you're going to see good soccer.
Oh, yeah. And there's usually some kind of webcast or national broadcast. So even the fans that are away from the game can see it.
Yes, can even watch it, yes.
Yeah, definitely. That really, what you said there just really resonates with me, because I think a lot about, different sports metaphors, and it's like a boxing match where you know you get a strong team against a weaker team. It's like having a really good punching bag versus someone who just never throws a punch ever. But with Santa Clara and Portland, it's like you two sluggers. They're just gonna be kind of a brawl, not in an ugly way, but it's gonna be exciting. Like your blood
exactly.
will be.
Yes, exactly. I totally agree.
So what are your personal experiences with the game? Like, are there any moments that stand out for you?
Against playing Portland?
Yeah.
Well, the past 3 years we've played them, obviously, in knows about our history, we've struggled with injuries. And so, unfortunately, the game, my freshman and sophomore year, were not close games, to be honest. Portland was far the better team. Last year we played them, and I would say it was a very evenly matched game, and they ended up with the victory. But I think that this year it's going to be a fair shot for either team. I don't think that there's really any specific injuries that hold back either team's roster. And so I think that this year will be the real test.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are definitely looking stronger this year. Definitely not as many injuries, it seems like. And Portland's all right, so.
Yeah, but they did have a good recruiting class this year, and we had players that came in and have made an impact for us as well. So I just think if you pull up roster for roster each team, I think that it's an evenly matched group of girls out there that will play on Sunday.
Yeah, and it's really exciting. I mean, it's on ESPNU this year, so it seems like it's going to be a little more accessible. More people are going to get to see what the West Coast Conference has to bring.
Yes, for sure.
Well, you're from northern-ish California. We've talked to people like Corey Alexander, former goalkeeper for Portland, had lots of friends that on Santa Clara's team when she was at Portland. Do you have any friends at Portland, or do you have past friends?
I played on the Olympic development program, and so I grew up getting a chance to play with Danielle Foxhoven. We played on the regional team together, so I've grown up getting to know her, and obviously I really care for her as a person, and on game day I won't be thinking of anything of the sort, but I really do know her and care for her. And Ellie. I'm not quite sure her last name. She played on the regional team with my roommate and I for a year.
Ellie Reed? Yeah.
Ellie Reed, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Danny Foxhoven's like super. She just scored a goal.
Yeah,
she did. Yes. So did Maxine.
Yeah.
Congratulations, by the way. It was a good weekend.
Thank you. That's cute.
Is the rivalry something you talk about with Danny at all, or is it just all like, oh, we're friends all the time?
It's just kind of hard because either time we play them, it's just, a quick fight out right after the game. So we briefly get to give each other a hug and say good game or not or whatever. And then we see each other, and then that's about it. And then we go on about our business and whatnot. And maybe we'll catch up on Facebook or something and just say, great to see you. But nothing, we don't really have time to, take it too personal or whatever. We go to our respective teams and then join them and either celebrate or cry or whatever it happens to be.
I think you sort of told us about how you feel like this year's matchup will be. Do you guys have anything specific do you think is going to happen? Because it's going to be on national television. So are you like a little bit more up for that or?
Actually, the past 3 years we've played them, every time we've played them, it's been a nationally televised game. Mm-hmm. So for all of us, it's just something that's like the norm since we've been here. We're just hoping for our fans this year that it ends up being a better result. I don't know so much if there's anything specific about that. Just, we want to come out and play good soccer and get a win, basically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I have to admit that as a Portland fan, I wasn't familiar with your career exactly, but I did some research and you're a great person, FYI.
Thank you, I just Ruth
knew more, but I was like, I guess I really have to do some work or something. You volunteered with CASA before. Is that something you continue to do, or is that something you don't have as much time for?
Or volunteering with which program?
CASA, Court Appointed Special Advocates.
Okay, well, our team, that's not something I do right now, but our team does volunteer with BOFI, which is the Bay Area Women's Sports Initiative, which Brandy was a co-founder for. Mm-hmm. So when we do have time, we go. It's basically just a program that helps young women understand the importance of having a healthy and active lifestyle. They the little girls, whatever, pedometers. And so we just encourage them to be active in their life. And they obviously look up to us as role models. So we are currently doing that right now, and we'll continue doing that throughout the year. And then we work with other programs, throughout different times of the year. In season, we're obviously busy, but we have gone and volunteered with Bossy during season so far.
Cool. That's really cool. You're a senior. Are you graduating this spring?
Yes, I'll be graduating this spring.
Hey, not that, like, every time we talk to a senior, they're like, I would just want to focus on this season and my schoolwork. So, and you probably get this enough from members of your family and stuff, but what's the future hold for Maxine?
The future. I would love, I have dual citizenship. So whether I'm playing soccer here in the U.S. or abroad, my mom's from England, I would love to keep playing. If not, I would love to get in some sort of broadcasting maybe, or maybe get into like human resources or something of the sort. I'm a communication major. So we'll see. I'd love to stay up here in the Bay Area, and we have a great alumni base. So hopefully those tap into the account when I'm done.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, Maxine.
Oh, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, good luck this weekend, except on
Sunday.
Thank
you.
definitely good luck on Sunday.
No. Thank you.
You have a wonderful evening.
Okay, you guys too. Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
So Ruth, how did you feel talking to Amanda and Maxine?
I was really excited about it, and I think it was really great to talk to both of them, and to talk to both of them like within the same hour. It's late here for my time. Well, it's late for me at least. It's 10:30, but because I am a grandmother apparently. Actually, I think my grandparents go to bed later than that. It was really great to talk to them and to they're very much on the same page about how the season's going. And I think they had similar things to say about it. So that's good coming from your senior leadership. Yeah, it sounds like they're really ready for this weekend.
Yeah, they do seem definitely up for it. It was exciting. I was familiar with Amanda Poach from the U20 teams, and she's been on Santa Clara for a while, so I was familiar with her career. It was good to talk to her, and Maxine, who I didn't really know that much about, she was terrific, and I can definitely see her having a career in broadcasting.
Yeah, FSC needs to take a look at her. She wants to stay in the Bay Area. She can commentate the Bay Area games.
Oh,
that'd be nice.
Sure. For more information on this rivalry project, please visit crossconference.com or send us an email with your thoughts. Our email address is crossconference@gmail.com.